Going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Amen.
Good evening. Before we go into our message tonight, let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Holy Father, as we are now gathered here on this Good Friday service, we pray, Lord, that your Spirit would be active according to your grace and mercy towards your people, so as to grant us understanding of your word. And as we, Lord, consider the sacrificial work of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that there would be stirred up within us fresh thanksgiving and appreciation for what your Son has done for our salvation. And we pray, Lord God, that our hearts would be stirred up to honor your Son, who not only gave his life for us, Lord, but who rose again from the dead and ascended to your right hand, and reigns presently as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This Good Friday service, I'd like to consider the prayer of our Lord at Gethsemane, which took place shortly before his betrayal and arrest and his crucifixion on the cross on Good Friday. So we read in today's text that as our Lord went out to pray in that garden, he began to feel immense distress and trouble over what he was about to suffer. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch. So grieved was our Lord that he felt a sorrow in his soul, even to death. For our Lord, incarnate God, to feel that way defies imagining. He felt incredible sorrow beyond what we can possibly comprehend. And so in his deep distress, trouble, and sorrow, we read in our text that our Lord fell on the ground and prayed. Verse 35, 36. And going a little further, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. Christ Jesus prayed to his Father that if it were possible, the cup he was about to drink would be removed from him. At that moment, in the garden, the thought of going to the cross was so distressing to the Lord that he prayed to the Father that if there was any other way the sins of his people could be dealt with, he would be spared the suffering of the cross. Of course, the physical suffering of the cross was terrible. Crucifixion was a slow, agonizing death by suffocation. But it was not merely the physical suffering of the cross that so deeply troubled our Lord. It was the cup. Remove this cup from me. Christ refers to his impending suffering as the cup. What is this cup? Isaiah 51:17. O Jerusalem, you who have drunk from the hand of the Lord the cup of his wrath. Revelation 16:19. And God remembered Babylon the Great to make her drain the cup of the wine of the fury of his wrath. What distressed our Lord was something immeasurably worse than the physical or psychological pain of the cross. On the cross, Christ would drink the cup of God's wrath. According to the gospel, our Lord went to the cross as a propitiation for our sins. What is a propitiation? Hilasmos in the Greek. A propitiation, as one scholarly source puts it, is a sacrifice that bears God's wrath and turns it into favor. In order for God to be made favorable towards sinners, his wrath for their sins needed to be satisfied, propitiated. Christ Jesus is the sacrifice of propitiation who satisfies God's wrath for the sins of his people and by so doing turns it into favor. In this is love, we read in 1 John 4:10, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation. A sacrifice that bears God's wrath and turns it to favor, the propitiation for our sins. Was there any other way that Christ Jesus could deal with our sins except by becoming a sacrifice of propitiation for us? The answer is no. There was no other way. So, that being the case, our Lord was willing to drain the cup until it was finished. You'll notice that in Jesus' prayer, Gethsemane, that he calls the Heavenly Father, Abba. Verse 36, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. We already know what Abba means. It's a term of endearment between child and father, much like the word papa. From all eternity, the Son knew the Father as Abba. He had only known infinite approval, affection, and pleasure from the heart of his Abba, Father. And now on the cross, Jesus would bear not the wrath of wicked humanity, nor the wrath of the religious authorities, nor the wrath of the Roman government, the wrath of his very own Abba. To face the wrath of our enemies, well, we expect it. Far worse is to endure the wrath of someone who loves us. And so the Son bore the wrath of his Abba. Every ounce of his Father's holy wrath stored up for the disobedience, ungodliness, depravity, and the abomination of his people, our Lord would drink as he hung dying on the cross, experiencing the desolation of his Father's wrath. Jesus cried out from the cross in Matthew 27:46, my God, why have you forsaken me? Hour after hour, he bore the outpouring of wrath. According to the record of the gospel, from the third hour to the ninth hour, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 6 hours. And by doing so, what was he doing? He was paying the penalty for our sins until it was finished. And by the ninth hour, the price had been paid in full. The cup was emptied. And our Lord said, as we read in John 19:30, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. He finished drinking the cup of the Father's wrath towards his people. It is finished. The task for which he was sent was complete. And we know it was completed because on the third day the Father raised his Son from the dead. That's an undeniable declaration to us that the price had been paid in full. Our Lord obeyed his Father's will and drank the cup of his wrath for our sins, so that all who trust in him as risen Savior and Lord may receive the right to become children of his Father, so that we too, who were once cut off from God because of our sins, may now draw near to him and call him, as our Lord did in that garden of sorrow, Abba, Father. Our Lord drank the cup so that all who trust in him truly may find assurance and comfort, knowing that the Father now looks upon us not with wrath, but with favor, as a father towards his child. As the risen Lord said to Mary Magdalene on the day of his resurrection, shouldn't say, I don't know if it says Revelation is that. That's definitely not supposed to be Revelation. It should be, I think, Mark. Or excuse me, John. Sorry, should be John. Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Let's pray. Holy Father, we thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who went to the cross. And we know what he endured on the cross. For we read about it in his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. It wasn't just physical, psychological suffering. It wasn't just shame. He drank the cup of your wrath for our sins, and drank it in full. He experienced the desolation of your wrath when he cried out from the cross, why have you forsaken me? But there he remained and continued to drink from that cup until it was finished. And so he declared from the cross, it is finished. And he died. And so, Lord, we pray that we here gathered this Good Friday will not miss the meaning of the cross. And we pray, Lord God, that we would not fail to benefit from the cross. But as your gospel calls us to do, we pray, Lord, that we would turn to Christ Jesus in repentance and believe in his name and trust him as your only provision for our sins. And as our risen Lord, who is seated at your right hand, the supreme authority over the universe, your anointed King. And we pray, Lord, that for those of us who have appropriated for ourselves all that Christ Jesus has done for us on the cross, Lord, we through faith, we pray, Lord, that our hearts may be renewed in thanksgiving for what you have done. For it is the very basis of our salvation. And your Son, Jesus Christ, is the only mediator between God and man. And it is because of him we can draw near to you as children of God and call out to you as your Son himself called out to you in that garden. Abba, Father. What a tremendous privilege and gift that the holy, living God in Christ Jesus is our Abba, Father. Oh, we thank you, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.